Okay, warriors, you are listening to Unqualified Therapists. Remember, stay wild and weird.
Hey, warriors, this is Amy.
And I'm Sarah. We started this podcast because mental health is complicated and the stigma surrounding it can make us feel alone.
So we are here to share authentic stories in order to normalize and prioritize mental health.
We believe in professional therapy. We both use it on our own healing journeys.
But we also know it isn't one size fits all. So we are here to provide tools from our own experiences,
as well as those from our guests and professionals that come on the show.
Thank you for being here as we navigate the complexities of mental health and mental illness together.
Remember, hold on, warriors. We're gonna make it. Warrior.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Unqualified Therapist.
Hey, all. How y'all doing? Wasn't there a time when we used to get, like, excited for summer, and now when summer gets here, I'm like, oh, my God.
She just asked me how many days until the kids go back to school. I was like, this is, like, day one. Many.
Many.
Many, many.
Oh, how are you doing over there, Aim?
I'm doing better than you. I think that you forgot to take something this morning, and so you're a little bit, like, out of it.
I did. I forgot to drink my Magic Mind, and I am, like, feeling the difference big time. I'm dragging ass, and I cannot focus.
Yeah. Yeah. So our Magic Mind is helping us to get through these weird, weird summer months with our children. And this is my first summer actually having to find childcare. So that is a real interesting addition to my stressful things that I get to do in life. But our Magic Mind does help us get through those days. And I still use it in the afternoon because I've got to get through the evening, which is a whole nother, I like to call it my second job. Just the children, parenting. It is a second job. Can we call it that?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been rough. So I need to go ahead and shoot that back. Maybe I should do that now. Maybe I should do that now and see if there's a difference by the end of the episode, shoot, if you guys can back. Tell a difference. Or they're like little shots.
They are little shots. I'll give you a little insider tidbit. If you have ordered yours, make sure you shake it really, really good. And like, don't let it sit at all. Like, it had to give it a good shake right before you chug it, because you want to get the good stuff at the bottom there. That green, I'm guessing it's the matcha. I don't know, just because it's green. I said that. I have no clue
the green goodness.
So shake it really good so that you can get it all, because once you drink it, you can't get it. Like, you can't. I tried to stick your finger in there. You can't do that. So. Shake it good. Put it back.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried it, you can get it for 20% off with the code THERAPIST. So it's therapists, plural. There are two of us, and that was how you will remember. It is therapist with an S at the end. That is how you'll get 20% off of your order. And I believe that if you subscribe, it's already discounted. So you get 20% off of that on top of it.
So don't be like me and have your brain fog and... See, I don't even know what I'm saying. Your brain fog would be dragging ass and all this stuff.
She's lost it.
Drink your Magic Mind, people, so that you can get through your days, through your summer days with your children. God bless you all. Godspeed.
Godspeed. I love it. So we are talking today about nervous system dysregulation and your vagus nerve. And we promise you it's more interesting than what it sounds like.
Vagus, baby. Woo! That's what it always makes me think
exactly
of.
Exactly. Like, basically that makes me think of it only because, like, that's like the level that I live at sometimes. And you're not supposed to, like, I'm in Vegas, so that's personally
a good, that's a really good comparison,
right? But here's the thing, you shouldn't wake up as if, like, you just lived in Vegas the whole night, like,
right,
in your dreams,
like you're in mid Vegas partying mode.
Yeah. So this is something that's been, you know, ongoing for me personally. I haven't experienced it in quite some time. But lately it's been very bizarre where I wake up and my heart rate is already like, oh, like that's literally how I wake up. Like the cortisol is pumping and my heart is racing and, you know, all of these things are happening. And it's really just because you have this dysregulated nervous system. We're going to get into the whole details of it, but that was kind of like a little bit about what's going on with me. I texted Sarah and I was having the best night. So it was super weird that this happened. And I was like, so my watch is basically saying that I might die. My heart rate is at 139.
That's not a good resting heart rate, people.
That is not a good resting heart rate. So immediately, like, I put like ice in my chest. Like I just took the ice from my drink and put it in my, on my chest. There was, I don't know about you, Sarah, but like for me, when I experience the not consequences, but like the effects of this, it's never in the moment. So yeah, I feel like that's the way it's supposed to be, you know, that flight, fight, flight, freeze. I feel like that, like as if like the bear's there and you see the bear and you're freaked out and then your heart rate goes up. For me, it's like there's no bear, or the bear happened a week ago.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And like now I'm like, wait a second. I'm on a date and I'm loving life and I'm having good drinks and food. And like, what is wrong with me? And I don't know. I have learned to stop asking why. So I just go with it. And I've decided to, I made a couple changes. And one is that I stopped having coffee the first thing I do when I drink up.
Drink up, baby.
When I wake up. So I try to have water and eat something first. And that seems to help a little bit and to bring it down. Obviously, if I was to wake up and do some deep breathing and meditation and stretching, I'm sure that would work as well.
We all know how much time we have and how we feel about doing those things in the morning, though.
Right. And probably the wrong thing to do is to like go to the conspiracy theory side of TikTok and hear about the world ending.
Yep. Don't do that. Right?
Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't know who would do that.
Amy.
It is not me. So a dysregulated nervous system can be underacting or overacting. And it's usually caused by unresolved or unfinished stress from the past. So that does make sense. The parasympathetic nervous system, which is a word that should not be that hard to say. I'm not sure why I keep stumbling over it. Parasympathetic. There we go.
There you go.
So the definition from the Cleveland Clinic is that it is a network of nerves that relaxes your body after periods of stress or danger. It also helps, this makes me laugh, I don't know why, because it's so true, run life-sustaining processes like digestion during times when you feel safe and relaxed. So sometimes they call it rest and digest. It's basically your automatic nervous system. So it's things that you shouldn't have to think about controlling. Your heart rate, blood pressure, digestion, urination, sweating. It makes total sense that my gut is a disaster because of how linked the two of these are.
Same.
Yeah. Sarah loves the science, and I guess I'm starting to actually like it too because it makes sense now. I just, if it makes sense, then I'm like, okay, I can deal with it. So it makes sense as to what is wrong with my stomach all the time. Not all the time. It's getting better. But if you can't process your food and have regular, what can I say on the podcast? I don't know.
bathroom breaks.
Regular bathroom breaks. It's probably because you're not digesting. Mm. It's probably because there is something going on that automatic like thing isn't happening. And it's interesting they said urination. This is maybe a little TMI, but like I've started to have this weird feeling that's like nervousness where like when I'm really nervous or stressed, like I have that feeling like I have to pee, but I don't have to pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable and awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause it's like all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I have to pee so bad, but I know I don't have to pee because it's just because I'm nervous about what's about to happen. Yeah.
It's so awful and uncomfortable. So these are all things that unfortunately, we've experienced, and something that unfortunately has been happening to me recently, which is just weird because life is so good right now, but it doesn't mean there's no stress. And it also doesn't mean that I have resolved everything that has happened recent past.
Who has?
So perhaps, I don't know, Sarah, those healed people, those healed ass people.
I don't think there is one person in this whole world who is 100% healed, walking around just healed all the time.
No, because it's a journey. It's a journey. It is. And then once you get healed, then there's something else that's going to come busting through that you need to heal from. Yeah. So that really fast heart rate is something that is super scary to me. And I hate it, even though I know that it's like, and then, you know, because then it can go fun into a panic attack too, because then you're like, I'm dying. And then all of those fun things where the elephant is sitting on your chest. So all of this is because we are not in a place of regulation, because we are not in a place where we're probably doing enough to care for our bodies and bring it down. I always think about like bringing it down, because I always feel like I live up here. Nobody can see me. My hands are above my head. Like, I feel like I'm always in a fight mode. And that is so terrible for your body. It is exhausting. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why I'm tired too.
Yeah. So if you are wondering if you are experiencing dysregulation, here are a couple of things that it can bring you. This is whenever I read these lists of things that are caused by whatever we're talking about, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense. So this is about to make sense for a lot of you. It can present as insomnia, migraines, anxiety, chronic pain, GI distress, high or low blood pressure, which I did not realize and explain some things. It can cause chronic stress, chronic trauma, metabolic disease, and hormonal imbalances. Those are all risk factors for a dysregulated nervous system. Fun times. So that's why it's so important that we do these things to try to heal, because as we have said multiple times, that your physical and mental health are so incredibly interlinked and are a direct result of one another. And it just makes me think back on some, you know, past times where I was in a total opposite state of mind than I'm in now, which was where I couldn't make my body do anything. And now I'm in a state of mind where I'm trying to relax my fucking nervous system to just like sleep, and waking up at 3 a.m. and then being up for the rest of the day, which, no good. No bueno. Doesn't give your body that time to rest. So a big part of this dysregulation and part of our system, parasympathetic nervous system is the vagus nerve. We're not going to get too deep into it because I don't want to bore the hell out of you guys, but it is this huge nerve. It's the largest nerve in our body, and it carries a large range of signals from our digestive system and organs to your brain, and vice versa. So it is the 10th cranial nerve. It comes from your brainstem, down through your neck, down through the thorax, and into the abdomen. And because of its long path through the body, it has been described as the wanderer nerve, which is prettier than vagus nerve, I think. Because,
yes.
And if you're wondering and you want to look this up, it's V-A-G-U-S. It's not spelled like Las Vegas.
But I tell you what, that was a really nice little comparison.
And so when we're stuck in a fight or flight response in stressful situations, the main purpose of our parasympathetic nervous system is to conserve your energy to be used later to regulate those bodily functions like your digestion and urination. So you can imagine that if it's out of whack, we can't store up that rest and digest energy for when we need it. So then when we do need it, our body's like, where is it? What do I do? I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to hit the red button.
I've never had to be in charge of this before.
Yeah. I'm going to hit the red button.
Help.
Help. And then, you know, the alarms go off and your body's like, no. And then it just, you know, gives out. So it exits from the medulla oblongata, which always makes me think of Waterboy.
Oh my God. Immediately. Yeah. Immediately. I heard Adam Sandler say that as you were saying it.
So it provides the required nerves to most of the muscles in your throat. So like the pharynx and the larynx. And that's responsible for your swallowing and talking. it provides the nerves to the thorax, which is the main parasympathetic supply to your heart, and it stimulates the reduction of your heart rate. In the intestines, the vagus nerve regulates the contraction of smooth muscles and the glandular secretion.
There it is.
There it is. So we're going to put on our Instagram, I have like a picture thing, graphic, that'll show you like where it runs and all the things it connects to, so you can get a visual for that if you're more of a visual person. It can also control your mood, your immune response, and as we've said before, your digestion and heart rate. Here's the thing that is like, I think the most important when we're talking about for our purposes in terms of between your mental state and your physical state. It is the pathway to connect emotional and cognitive areas of the brain with gut functions. So that's why it makes so much sense where there's like, people are always like, oh, I'm a nervous pooper. Have you heard people say that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's like probably what IBS is, right? I mean,
for example, for a year and a half, I've been seeing a gastroenterologist who's a doctor that specializes in the gut. And they're like, we can't explain what's going on with your gut system. We have no idea. We have done everything. I have had every test you could possibly have on your intestinal system and gut. Yeah. And they found a couple things wrong, but nothing that explains the physical symptoms that I'm having. So the only explanation for me is that it is a dysregulated nervous system, vagus nerve out of whack kind of deal.
So when it happens to me, I play this fun game called, am I sick or am I stressed? And so here's how you do it. Well, I'm not like promoting anything, but I have a prescription, people. I take a Xanax.
Yeah.
And if it stops, then I'm like, I'm just stressed. Mm-hmm. If not, I'm like, I have the flu.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Good call. Good call.
Yeah. Yeah. It's immediate too. Cause I'm like, can I go to work or not?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
It also stops the shitting. So it's great either way.
Either way, we're in a good spot. So one of the ways that we can help to regulate it is to stimulate the vagus nerve. So what does stimulating it do? It sends a message to your bodies that it's time to relax and de-stress, which who doesn't need that? This can lead to long-term improvements in mood, in pain management, in your well-being, and your resilience, which is like so big, because the more you do it, the more resilient you're going to become when these things come up.
Hold on a second.
Hold that
thought. Made me think of something.
Yeah.
I loved the way that they talked about this. It's like when she talked about your resilience, right? So it's like when you're lifting weights, it's a muscle that you have to work.
Yeah.
And so in order to be stronger, in order to build up tolerance, in order to like be able to handle more things, you have to do these things. It's like exercising, right? So it's just like building up that resilience within your vagus nerve.
Yeah. Yes. Build those muscles. Work out your vagus nerve. So you could say that your de-stressing is very optimal for your physical health here.
It really is.
So it is your body's superpower. It's used to counteract your fight or flight, as we've said. Here are some ways that we can stimulate it. Stimulating your vagus nerve, you're going to feel calmer. You're going to feel more compassionate, which sounds silly, but you know when you're really stressed out and like you're real tense and then everything everyone says, you're like, shut the fuck up. And like, you know, everything is very irritating. This is going to counteract that and help you be more compassionate to the people that you're talking to. It's going to have you have a clearer state of mind. It is going to give benefits to your mental health, obviously. It helps in emotional regulation, giving you greater connection and better physical health. You are more resilient and able to pull yourself through the stressful times.
Yes, yes.
And then when life happens and unfortunately more traumatic experiences come around, you're going to be able to also pull yourself through those a little bit easier than you would have before.
One way to think about this is that we exercise our anxiety all the time.
Yeah.
Like we are making sure that that brain pattern is happening over and over and over. So we have to counteract that. And these are a little bit more like we don't necessarily automatic. So trying to make these automatic is, and Sarah has some good ones that you'll be like, oh, that's fun. I can do that.
Yeah, these are very easy. And I'll find myself now when I start to get like real worked up and stressed out, turning to some of these and being able to remember them a little bit more quickly, because I feel like and Amy, you and I will like talk about these things and we'll learn. And then when we're in it, the other person has to be like, did you try this yet? because you forget.
Every single time.
Yeah, because we forget. Because when you're in the situation, it's like, I don't remember what I'm supposed to do to help myself right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to panic. So the first one, the first one is to breathe deep. And I know that this is like, sounds like the answer to everything, that we give it for everything, because it actually works. That's why. Breathing exercises are often recommended when it comes to stress and anxiety. So when we breathe from our abdomen, and this is, I learned this from singing, and I learned how to breathe from my abdomen by laying on the ground. My music teacher had me lay down. She said, when you lay down, it's almost impossible to not breathe from your stomach and from your diaphragm. But from doing that, because that nerve is connected to our stomach, it stimulates the vagus nerve. So breathing in and out longer than you normally do, so taking like really deep breaths in and making your stomach expand out, and then pushing really hard to get that breath out with your stomach, helps activate that parasympathetic nervous system. You can also do that. That's, and this is one at the end that I'll talk about, but laughing, when you laugh, that's where that comes from. So if you make yourself like do that, breathe from your stomach, it helps to activate that nerve.
It's ridiculous. And they say to even look in the mirror and just be like, like I look stupid, right? I know that. But like, if you do it, then then you start to actually laugh,
right? Because you're like, I look ridiculous right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next one is to sing. And that's why I think when we get in the car and you blast music and you start singing to your favorite songs, you feel so much better when you get out of the car. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I know for sure it definitely makes a difference for me. Since it runs up your neck, when you engage your vocal cords, it gives that nerve a nudge. So singing helps to improve your overall well-being. So you can either, if you don't like to sing, you can hum, or you can gargle water. And both of those things are going to help move that vagus nerve to the side. Massage is another one. Massaging any part of the body is great for rest and relaxation. But if you can massage the feet in particular, it helps stimulate the vagus nerve. If you know anything about reflexology, the bottoms of your feet are connected to every part of your body, kind of right under like the pad of your foot, under that, right under that, like kind of right above your arch, is connected to your stomach area. If you can massage the feet all over, but you just tell your partner that you need the whole foot massaged. It's not just that spot. The whole thing needs massaged.
Luckily, my partner listens to this, so I think I get a nightly foot massage so that I am less irritable.
Exactly. If it's going to benefit everybody, why not?
That's like, right. That's right.
Help the whole family out. I didn't mean that against massage. You. I meant like everybody's.
Oh, no, I took no offense. Zero.
So if you can try self-massage, or you can ask your partner to help you with the reflexology. You can also gently massage your neck, shoulders, and behind your ears, and that gives a more direct contact with the vagus nerve. This is something that's kind of been out there. I feel like more recently I've seen it in places, and that's cold water immersion. And if that freaks you out, you don't have to do the whole body. I saw this like tank they had on the beach, and people were coming. It was full of ice water, like mainly ice and just enough water for you to be able to get in and out of it. And people were rinsing off their feet and then stepping in this huge barrel and sitting completely down up to their chins in this ice cold water. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, that's like an ice bath, right?
Yes. Can you do that? Have you done that?
Well, people like have them in their backyards. It's wild. Have I done that? No. Do I want to learn how to do that? Maybe. Here's why. Instinctively, I know that is going to probably like help me so much.
Yeah.
But I struggle with the cold shower.
Yeah.
I've tried it. I know that it works, but I like... one thing that someone said that was super interesting is, because not everybody has an ice bath, right? So if you want to do a cold shower, if you do it first thing in the morning, they say like you've done something really hard. Mm. And so everything else kind of feels a little bit easier throughout the rest of the day, as well as the fact that it's going to give you the physical benefits that Sarah's talking about.
Yeah. And I've seen athletes have been doing this forever. And that is because it is proven to reduce inflammation in the body. But it also triggers your relaxation response. And that's why it's coming up more now for not just athletes and for a physical benefit to the body, but for your mental health as well. because it does trigger that relaxation. So if that's too much for you and you can't have
it's
an ice
like
bath.
It's also like a restart.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So the other day.
Reset, maybe.
My car reset. Alarm kept going off. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I would turn it off and 2 minutes later it would go off again. And I would turn it off and this went on for an hour. So I texted somebody who knows a lot about cars and they were like, it's all a computer. Your car is a big computer. Turn the car off and or turn the car on and turn it back off again to reset the computer. And I was like, really, are you going to give me the standard IT help response? Turn it on and turn it back
did
off.
Did you turn
it?
Yeah.
I did. And it worked. I was like, oh, it just needed a little reboot. So that's what we need. Sometimes we just need to reset. And if that is too much for you and you can't do the cold shower, you can put your face in some cold water. You can, like Amy said that she did earlier, take some ice and put it on your chest. You can put ice on your pulse points. So on your wrist, on your neck, and that should help as well.
Like if you're out and about and that none of these things are an option, the ice on the chest, you can get that from a cup. Mm-hmm. Also a water bottle. I just kind of sit it right in between my boobs. Just put it right there. Find something that's around you. Anything cold will work. And a lot of times that is also going to just like transfer what you're thinking about too.
Yeah, right. Takes the focus away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course, exercise, that's going to be on every list because we know it has the benefits, but it prompts our body to release the feel-good hormones, but it also stimulates the vagus nerve. So exercise doesn't have to be that you go run a mile. You can find that bilateral movement that we've talked about before. So walking. I used to teach the stress relief yoga class and I would have almost every class we would do this because it works. Is you stand with your feet planted, hip width apart, you put your arms to your side and you start to swing the top half of your body back and forth until your arms kind of come out on their own with that centrifugal force. And you swing from side to side, side to side. And that stimulates that bilateral movement in your body, crosses the midline. So it makes your arms cross the midline of your body. And that helps that vagus nerve and also that bilateral stimulation. So it gives you a couple of different things to help trigger that relaxation response in your body.
You can walk. Mm-hmm. Because that's also crossing, using your arms in the same way. And sometimes that's like an easier place to start if you just want to go take a walk. Man, we say that for everything, yeah. Breathing and walking.
There's a reason though. So you can experiment with different exercises. See what feels good for you. Also love a little dance party. You can do that by yourself. You can do it with the kids if you got kids. You can do it with the dog if you got a dog. Whatever, just put on music and dance around if you want. This one was a new one that I haven't heard before, and that's to listen to ASMR. So there are certain sounds that can give you those brain tingles, you know, those little feel goods, and it can present a pleasant sense of calm and relaxation because our brains are wired to activate the survival instincts through other sounds like loud voices, crashing, bangs. Last night we were laying in bed and there was a huge like boom outside and I felt my heart rate immediately start to increase because that's our body's natural response. So I guess it makes sense that ASMR would help us achieve the opposite and help calm the nervous system. I haven't tried it yet, but I have tried listening to like white noise, brown noise. Those sounds do definitely help.
I ended up, after we talked about it the other day, listening to some of that on the Calm app. It has like the different levels of sound. Mm-hmm.
The different hertz.
Mike's going to freak out that I don't know the real terms, but you know what I mean? Because this is something he's super interested in because there is different hertz that like make you more calm. Mm-hmm. And it definitely does do that. And I can't remember because I fell asleep so fast.
Oh, good.
So it does work. I think that listening to those and then the bilateral, I think you just said that, but if you have headphones in, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that is so relaxing.
Where it goes from ear to ear.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike and I were talking about too, like how cool it is that sound can create visuals because of the different hertz mm-hmm. and it creates like the pretty pictures if you put sand on metal plate that
he loves that.
Yeah. So we'll put up some of that too so you can see how sound creates visuals. It's very calming. So this one I think is going to be individualized to each person and that's connect with others. Isolation can exacerbate stress. So if we do isolate ourselves, it can make you start to feel alone in your struggles. This is my first go-to. When I start to feel I'm going down a spiral, I pull away from everybody. And that's like my first thing that I do. But everybody knows that too. So they know if I start to pull away that they're like, nope, we're not letting that happen. But the last thing you want to do when you're in that state is to connect with others. But it really does make a difference when you do. It helps you bring a sense of belonging. It's a fantastic way to gain perspective. And that helps to calm your nervous system down. If you are able to call a friend, you don't even have to like go anywhere. You can just call a friend, phone a friend. And the last one, which we already talked about, was laugh. And that's going to help stimulate that vagus nerve as well. It helps lower your blood pressure. It improves your mood. It helps you embrace your silly side, finding some joy in the little things, laughing with loved ones. That is a beautiful way to help stimulate that vagus nerve and calm your nervous system. I was kind of brought up in that way where like my dad would turn everything into a joke. Like as soon as it started to get tense, he was like, nope, and would whip out the humor, whether it was regular humor or dark humor, whatever it was. And we would be laughing in no time.
I wonder if that's also like part of our dark humor because we just, I mean, I love laughing. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine not like for me, like the biggest thing with finding a partner.
Yes.
And both of them were so funny. So like, well, Mike is still here. I don't know why I said past tense. See, we're laughing. See, like it's so dark. That was so dark. Oh Lord. So that was hilarious. And Mike is hilarious. And I just can't even imagine being with someone who doesn't make me laugh every single day. Yeah. Because it is my favorite thing to do. So the list that Sarah just gave us is so important to get in front of this as you feel these things happening. Do something to kind of stop it in its tracks. I told this story before. I'll tell it really quickly. My entire nervous system shut down before, and I was teaching and I just passed out and I lost my vision and my body like lost all of it. It was like a stroke symptoms, and I had to be wheeled out into an ambulance. It was really awful. And it was because I hadn't taken care of, and I didn't know the signs. I didn't know what was happening. This is the same time I was wearing a heart monitor for my heart rate, and it was all stress. And by getting in front of this just a little bit and doing a couple of these things, you can stop the big, huge possibility of your whole body just shutting down because it can't take it. And so you have to make sure you're nurturing it and you're giving it some resilience and you're building up, you know, something so that it has something to rely on when it does get hard. So just try a couple of these. Do, you know, the ones that sound interesting to you, because those are the ones that you're going to want to do more often.
Yeah, always do what you're drawn to. It'll make it more likely for you to be able to be consistent with it.
Hopefully you were able to take something away from today, a little bit of science, a little bit of things that you can do right away and impact your life, and understanding why your body is doing what it's doing is half the battle. So if you know why it's happening, I feel like it's easier to now combat and like take care of. So we will be back next week talking about personality, digging deeper into the Enneagram, one of our favorite topics. And until then, we hope that you stay wild.
And Weird Warriors, we love you. This episode was brought to you by Sarah Simone and Amy Baumgartner. Theme song and other music provided by Epidemic Sound. All episodes are mixed, mastered, and produced by me, Sarah Simone. To help us keep making episodes just like this one, consider supporting us on patreon.com/unqualifiedtherapistsinc. Or share us with a friend, relative, coworker, hairstylist, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Sharing us not only helps keep the mics on, but it furthers our mission in removing the stigma. If you have a mental health journey you'd like to share, email us at unqualifiedtherapists@gmail.com or reach out to us on our website, www.unqualifiedtherapists.com. Until next time, hold on, warrior. We're gonna make it. Say it loud, say it proud, shout it out, make it when we go.